Editor. Re. City receives funding for electric vehicle infrastructure, Optimist, March 2. The city of Delta is not up to date on where the EV charging network is at and where it will be moving forward. First, I should note that I only own EVs, and have since 2013, and believe they are our future. I have traveled over 200,000 kilometers with them, so I understand charging needs. What has to catch up now is the fast charging infrastructure. To explain, a level 2 charger will give you about 30 kilometers of range per hour of charge. A level 3 fast charger can go at a rate of over 1,000 kilometers per hour of charge. Delta is using the money for 20 level 2 chargers and one level 3. As we have seen at Sawa Sen Commons, most of the level 2 chargers sit empty. It's not worth plugging in for an hour while you shop to gain 30 kilometers of range. In the world of EV charging, these 10-year-old chargers are outdated and are good for overnight charging only. These newly funded chargers do make sense for the city vehicles at Delta Fleet facilities by plugging in after your day shift, and they will be ready with a full charge the next morning. However, the 20 chargers the city plans to install at public facilities will be rarely used. A good example of how fast chargers in a proper location make sense, just look at what Tesla does. In our community, they have 12 fast chargers at the rear of the Sawa Sen Mall that are almost always in use, as a normal charge will be around 15 to 20 minutes and no more than 1 hour if you are completely empty. During that time, there are numerous things to keep you busy in the mall. You will find most Tesla chargers in North America are set up with amenities nearby. This grant should be used for level 3 fast chargers only. Yes, level 3 is more expensive to install, but it's better to have 4 level 3 charges that get used, than 20 level 2 that don't. Wave Steinwind.